Alyssa Rodriguez, an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development, who is part of the research and analysis section, says the Coast Guard presence may have an impact on rent in Kodiak.
If you have a large population of people who are getting a particular allowance, it almost sets a floor. So if someone, just for example, had a housing allowance of $2,000 a month, then most people wouldn't want to rent for anything less than that because they know that they can get that from someone who has that housing allowance.
She says the availability or lack of availability of rooms and apartments can also push up rent.
So if you have most of the places that are for rent already occupied, then it's going to take more for somebody to decide that they want to open up, you know, their home or that they want to rent out their particular property. So when you have a low vacancy rate, it kind of boosts up the price as well. It just creates more competition on the demand side.
And it's not just rent that makes living in Kodiak expensive. In comparison to Juneau, Fairbanks, and Anchorage, the city of Kodiak tends to be the priciest place to buy groceries. Rodriguez says that's probably in part because importation to rural Alaska is costlier than for bigger cities like Anchorage, where there are many grocery stores and therefore more competition.
And we just have big economies of scale. So, you know, instead of having small shipments and having to pay maybe a little bit more per pound, say, for things to come, we can load up huge barges and really capitalize on the fact that there's just so much being shipped to one place and reduce the overall transportation costs for each individual item or per pound, that sort of thing.
In 2015, the Missouri Economic Research and Information Center rated Alaska the fourth most expensive state in the nation. I'm Kayla Darroche.